Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So hold on, welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some platters here, rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame here with Gail Buskey. And Gail is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president, and the CEO of Team DoubleClick, and which is teamdoubleclick.com, which is an organization that aggregates people who need, she connects people who need virtual assistants with virtual assistants. And Gail, you got hundreds, I don't know, maybe thousands of people who are out there across the marketplace, probably around the world, who are standing by to take assignments if somebody needs an assistant, right?
We've got just about every time zone across the world represented, I think. We've got over 100,000 virtual assistants in our stable. So, you know, been there. You know, like we were talking, we're able to do anything from web design and optimization to writing copy, answering telephones, to customer service, setting appointments. Just about anything that a small business could need done that can be done virtually. We can't make the coffee, unfortunately.
Right.
We could call ahead to Starbucks for them.
So, but now, if somebody wanted to if they said, okay, I'm sold. I think that's what I need. It's time. It's my circumstances are right. I'm more mobile than fixed. I don't want to have an office. I don't want to, you know, rent an office space and all that. I need somebody for 10 hours a week, or maybe they need them full time. You guys match up not only the assignments but personalities too, don't you?
Absolutely. We match personalities, we match tasks and skills, and time as well. And that's the neat thing that I've always loved about virtual assistants. I mean, in addition to the wealth of skills that they have, but also, you don't have to have someone full-time. So, you know, if you're putting an ad in the newspaper and you're hiring an assistant to come into your office, they're going to expect X number of hours every week. With a virtual assistant, you can do 5 hours this week and 10 next or zero next, mm-hmm. just depending on the ebbs and flows of your business. So it makes hiring an administrative assistant very, very affordable.
But if I wanted a full-time employee, mm-hmm. a person to work for me 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. could you put that together?
You can do that too, and I'll even go one further. Maybe you need what amounts to full-time hours, but you need someone to do website design and maintenance, and then you also need someone to answer phones. That may not be the same person.
Ah.
So we can break those skills up so that every task that you need to have done is done by someone who's specialized in that task. So it makes it, one, more affordable, but it also makes it more specialized. So you get the best person to do your web work. You get the best person to answer your phones. And you only get charged for the time that each of the people worked on each of those tasks.
How sophisticated are your people? Do they do, you said, do you help people find web designers?
Yes, actually we do.
What about publishing? Do you have people who do publishing, that sort of thing?
Publishing in what sense?
Electronic books or helping people helping people with self-publishing, things like that. I didn't know I didn't know how sophisticated, how far you guys branch out.
Certainly. Really, I mean, with so many people in our stable, we can do any of those things. Some things will take a little bit longer to find the right person for. That's not a very common one. The more common things is very, very quick turnaround.
Right. Yeah. I gotcha. Have you had people to work with the same virtual assistant for a long time before?
Yes. In fact, we've got clients who have been with the same virtual assistant for 6 and 8 years. So they keep the same person. And that was a good point, too. You know, comparing to a call center, if your client gets a call center when they call your business, they're not likely to get the same person every time. But with a virtual assistant, they get that continuity. They get the same person every single time they call. So you get that individualization.
So what if you help me find somebody, and I fall in love with them? I can't wait to you know, I mean, I love, they do such a great job. They're just a great team member, and I want to have a direct relationship with them. Do you help make that happen? Because I know
absolutely.
For your services, obviously, to be in business, you take a piece of the contract. You have to do that. It's part of the way the marketplace works. But if I wanted to go direct, you could do that?
Yes, we do offer buyout options, so you could buy out their contract and work directly with them.
Right.
And in fact, even in the interim when you're working together, you don't send your tasks through me, per se.
Right.
So you actually do work directly with that virtual assistant every time you need to have a task done.
You just
help people
find each other, and then you manage the financial part of the relationship, the hours and the money and all that, in terms of the contract part, not the work part. But if somebody wanted to come back and go direct, then they could do that. And I think that's smart. I'm glad to hear you're doing that, Gail. Thank you again for reminding us about the virtual assistant options, folks. It's teamdoubleclick.com, and she's got hundred thousand people out there who can surely fill whatever assignment you got for a few hours or maybe ongoing week after week. Gail, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It was my pleasure. Have a good week.
Gail Buskey, ladies and gentlemen, with Team DoubleClick. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.